Certainly. It's about 8:31, and Jo Lacklade is with us. We've been promising all morning long that she would be joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. So how many years now have you been the town manager?
It will be two years in March 1st.
Okay. Wow. And you had worked in the office for quite a few years before that.
Since
that led up to this. Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And Glenn's enjoying retirement.
Yes, he seems to be really enjoying
That's
it.
That's good. Yeah. He stays away from the office.
Most of the time.
Does
yeah.
he? Okay.
I like him to come in and visit once in a while, but don't see him too much.
Right. All right. So this time of the year, of course, budgets are on people's minds a lot, right?
They are. And the Haverhilltown budget was voted on last week at a budget hearing. We're hoping to ship our town report today to the printer and have it available for the public in a couple weeks. Our main general operating budget is pretty stable from what it has been.
Yeah.
We have two road projects on the budget this year, which increase the amount to be raised a little bit. We need seriously to do the Lily Pond reconstruction.
Okay.
That road is in horrible shape.
Yeah.
We hear from everybody.
I bet.
And that will be in the budget this
really?
Year
okay.
to at least start the process.
Okay.
With a little over $300,000.
All the way across or?
To the Pyrmont Town Line.
Okay.
Yeah. And
wow.
we may not make it all the way, but we're going to give it our best shot to get as far as we can.
Certainly. Yep. Yeah.
And it definitely needs it. Also this year, we've got in the budget, the Clark Pond Road mm-hmm. culvert project, because that road's still closed from the July 1st storm.
Right.
We've applied for FEMA assistance and state assistance. The state has granted their 20% of the project. We're waiting for FEMA to grant their 75% of the project. And as soon as that's done, the town would have a 5% pay
sure.
on the project. So,
what's the time period for that one, Joe?
We won't be able to start until July 1st because of the state funding year.
Okay.
But it'll be this summer.
Okay. So end of summer should be done.
End of summer.
Yeah.
Along with Mill Street Bridge, that's going to be the state will do that project the end of June. And it'll be replaced. That bridge will come out and a new wider bridge.
Okay, and that's where?
Behind the elementary school
okay.
in Woodsville.
So they are putting a bridge in?
They are putting a bridge
okay,
in.
Okay, so they're not going to fill it in, do that
no.
type of thing.
No, they went for a bridge project.
Okay.
So it'll be wide enough for fire trucks and ambulance and
good.
Two vehicles. And it'll be definitely improvement.
Yeah. Well, if you want any pictures of a historic bridge, get down there and get some, because that's pretty neat how that's constructed.
That is true. And I had Joe McQueenie go down and take a whole bunch of pictures so we could have them for future. And then
exactly.
the timbers are going to come to the town of Haverhill to be used in Railroad Park or other projects.
Oh, great.
And then
repurpose
also
them.
Repurpose them. And then all the granite blocks on each side are also coming to the town of Haverhill.
Great.
So we'll be able to use those in,
sure.
in as we move forward.
Yeah.
And it works into the project that we're working on. You know, we had a huge initiative last summer, Woodsville beautification, and now we've moved into Haverhill beautification. We don't want to make it just about Woodsville.
Sure.
Woodsville's very fortunate that they have a special dedicated fund just for Woodsville beautification.
Okay.
It's the Winifred Moran Fund.
Yeah.
And that money can only be used in Woodsville. So we utilized some of that money last year to do the flower baskets
sure.
and along with many contributions from the business owners there. They were very generous, and Liz Shelton was very instrumental in getting donations and getting the flower baskets up. And we heard so many great comments about what it did for downtown Woodsville
that
we want to continue that through the town.
So let's kind of talk about the downtown development and some of the businesses that are opening up or redoing the front, you know.
It was exciting.
What's going on in the next few years, few months, anyway,
well,
that you know
in
about?
In this beautification project this summer, we're hoping to add benches along Main Street all the way up and down.
Sure.
We added dog stations last year. We did the caboose is going to move from where it is now to the other side of Liz's store, so it's more focal on that corner.
Okay.
We have a donation of cranes to move it. And it's just trying to get everybody's schedule in place.
And the weather to be.
And the weather.
The weather
yeah.
to break, right?
Yeah.
Wintertime, you don't do a lot of those projects.
We're talking about making a walking tour of Woodsville for all the, along where the old rail trail was and up to the Mill Street Bridge and have, there's going to be a historical marker there. There's some coal bins on the backside of, I think it's Mill Street.
Mm-hmm.
I could be incorrect, but I think it's Mill Street. That we're going to develop it. We're going to, the owners of the property have allowed us to go in and clean it up, and really? We'll put some markers there, and we're going to try to have some signboards all the way up and down Main Street that shows the history of what that area might have looked like when.
All right,
so
great.
So we'll have pictures. Sure. And
well, of course, it used to be a big railroad town. And sometimes you drive through, you'd hardly know it.
And that's what we're going to try to really bring back is the history of that area.
Sure.
Haverhill Corner has a Haverhill Futures group that is really working to renew the historic district down there. They want to make it a destination location.
Yeah.
And anything that happens for any of these places, the more we show our pride in our community, the more people come back because they understand that we care, and it brings people in, which services our restaurants, services our stores.
So that kind of leads us to the Vision to Action. Is that what we call it?
The Vision to Action. It's going to be a 2-day forum in April, on April 13th and 14th, in the evening on the 13th. This is Friday night. And then most of the day on a Saturday. We want many people to come to that forum from all sectors of town, all demographics. And you come together, you have some food, you talk about your town, you talk about what's good about it, what's bad about it.
Sure.
And at the end, you come out with some projects to make it better.
Yeah.
And Liz was reviewing the last one, and she brought it up at the meeting this week that we had, that one of the things mentioned in the last Vision to Action was the rec department. And look at what we have now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, sure is.
Sherry does a great job. We have a lot of programs. So
a little snowshoe event coming up this weekend at Black Mountain Country Club.
Yep. That's going to be
And there was a busy last weekend, I believe, for the recreation.
Yeah, for they had the Winterfest last weekend at Mountain Lakes. Yep. Which is a Mountain Lakes shared event with us. And Sherry's had her candy sale going. And tonight they have a
team dance.
Yeah.
It's a sign in, sign out situation. So they keep it as safe as they can.
And it actually,
it's a lot of fun.
The kids come. One of the comments I heard at a meeting the other day is the kids come and you don't see them sitting on their electronics. They're visiting. It's not, I mean, there's music playing, but they play Gaga Pit, they play pool. So it's just a place, a safe place for them to go and just hang for a few hours.
That's great.
It is. It's been remarkable, the numbers that they're getting.
And this is like a monthly event during the winter months.
Monthly event. Yeah. And I don't know if it's just going to be in the winter. So they've been doing it for quite a while, and it's very well attended. Yeah. 75 to 100 kids.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
So how different is your position sitting as town manager versus what you were doing, since 2001?
Yeah, 2002. It's different.
A lot more meetings.
Well, there definitely are a lot more meetings.
Yeah.
My husband doesn't ask me anymore what nights I'm not going to be home. He says, are there any nights you're home?
Right. That's better.
So that's good.
Yeah.
But I'm still involved in the budget.
Yeah.
It has always been my thing in my career. I do have an excellent finance manager with Jennifer Collins. But we're really, the more things that come down the pike from Concord and different things, the more jobs that land on your desk. So we all need to just pick up everywhere we can.
At the beginning of our conversation, you mentioned the Haverhill Town Report, which is going to the printer. Where can it be picked up, and when will it be delivered, and how does it get delivered, all that stuff?
They aren't delivered anymore. We will. They should be back in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today is the latest they'll be back. We always put them at the libraries. And we put them at Woodsville Water and Light, and we have them at our office. Okay. And then the last few years, we've been putting them online, and a lot of people really appreciate them online because they don't have to carry that book with them.
That's right.
And it's there all the time to refer back.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, people walking around their devices nowadays, they can carry it wherever they want to.
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty thick book.
It's getting thicker all the time.
It is.
It really is. But my staff person Sandy Howe is doing it for the first time this year. That was her project she was tasked with, and she's as much of a perfectionist as I am, maybe even worse. So she's been really stressing and not sleeping while she gets it
so
together.
look forward to seeing this year's book.
It'll be right. Good,
we're gonna take a break. Joel Accolade is with us. She's the town manager of Haverhill, but first we're going to take a look at the weather forecast. All right, conversation continues at 8:44 on this Friday morning, the 16th of February, with Joel Accolade. She is the Haverhill Town Manager. And coming up on 1st of March, she has been in that position for a couple of years. Where does time go when you're having so much fun?
I know,
right?
Really?
Let's continue our conversation talking about behavioral beautification, some of the other things that will be going on, and that meeting in April.
The meeting in April, we invite everybody. I've been sending out, pestering people with emails, I know, as we get organized for the meeting in April. We have a very good working group right now to facilitate getting that meeting together, because it takes a lot of work, because we have to plan food and transportation and childcare, and we try to make it so that there's no excuse not to be there.
The last time, it was over 20 years ago.
Correct.
Right? 96-ish?
96-ish, yeah.
Yeah, I've got that up on the computer here, 96.
Yeah, so if anybody, we have that old one available that I can email to you. If you want to review what we did in that one.
Okay.
And
so contact you at the town office in North Haven.
Yeah, and Avril. We can get you a copy of that.
Okay.
Also, we're looking at a study that was done several years ago about tourism marketing for our area.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a manual about what this vision to action entails and who has to, you know, we need a very broad representation of mm-hmm. our community, old, young, just
you need it all.
You need it all.
And then
because,
you sort it out.
Yes, because again, there's so many things that we could, so many directions we can go, but we need the people to tell us, where do you want us to be? We don't want to be Concord, and we don't want to be Lebanon, but we need to figure out what Haverhill is.
Exactly. So it doesn't mean just people that live in Haverhill. You're looking for other communities to contribute to this as well.
Well, the vision to action, everybody, especially people that are right across the river, they may have their own sense of what we could do that would make us more marketable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it isn't restricted.
Did they do this before 96, or was this something that started in 96 and you're continuing to do this every 20 or so years?
If they did one before that, I'm not aware of it. I'm not saying they didn't.
Lynn
Wheeler was very instrumental in the last one that we did.
Yeah.
And she probably would have a lot more knowledge about, she's done so many projects similar to this.
Okay.
For
not trying to put you on the spot, because I wasn't sure either. So
no,
I
honestly don't know.
Okay. But in regards to the town reports, or if they want the information about the 96 Vision to Action, so to speak, they can contact your office. Best way is to stop in or give you a call at
787-6800.
Okay, mm-hmm. And that's the town office right there in North Haverhill.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, we've really worked hard in our building to build a teamwork environment between all the departments. We have Friday lunches together.
Okay.
It's just a matter of being able to all communicate with each other and just be, feel like we're part of every mm-hmm. department's lives. And it's been a good thing. We don't do it all the time, but it's good. And one of the things that we started doing the last quarter of 2017 is we have Blue Jean Day. Now, people that know me know that blue jeans at work in a business office are not really the thing.
Mm-hmm.
but I did, the staff came to me and said that they'd really like to do that. And donate some money to charity. So we started doing that the last quarter of last year.
Mm-hmm.
If you wear jeans on Friday, you pay money, $2 minimum. Mm-hmm. And then we have some donation jars on the counter. And I can tell you that the town clerk's office container gets so much more money than ours all the time because she has the traffic.
Yeah.
But at the end of last quarter, we donated $278 to New Digs for Dogs.
Great.
This quarter, all of our money that we raise will go to the Haverhill Area Substance Misuse Prevention Coalition.
Okay.
So we're excited to raise money for them. And hopefully others will see the importance of that coalition
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And do the same, because they are making some great strides towards providing services for drugs and alcohol abuse in our community.
All right. So that event, of course, was supposed to be last Wednesday, but we got that big snowstorm, moved it to Thursday night at the Clifford Building, also known as the Armory. How did that go?
Unfortunately, it got moved to the same night as our town budget hearing. So I was not able to attend, but at the Drug Coalition meeting yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I heard like 185 people. That's impressive.
Wow, that is.
It was very well attended.
Sure.
I guess he was an excellent speaker.
Mm-hmm.
He said it like it was.
Mm.
So I understand that he really had a strong message that people seem to respond to. And that's what we need to do is even if we ourselves aren't facing drug or alcohol issues, we all know somebody who is. And we've got to stop looking at it as somebody else's problem. Our community's suffering with this epidemic, and we need to figure out how to make it better.
Sure. So more on that as we continue to move forward in that area. Joel Accolade is with us. She is the town manager of Haverhill, Haverhill town manager. Glad to have her in here with us. Good. Last minute phone call from Stephen a couple of days ago. She says, let me check my schedule, and here she is. So thanks for fitting us in.
It's a lot easier this year than last year.
Yeah,
I can say that.
I'm really glad to have you here with us. A lot of energy that you're bringing to our listeners today. All right, so we've covered a lot of stuff already. What else did you want to mention today, Joe?
Our town meeting is going to be on the voting will be like always on the second Tuesday of March. I believe it's the 13th.
Wow, that's here.
It's going to be here before we know it. Yeah. And then the actual business part of our meeting will be Saturday the 17th. We aren't combining with the school district this year. They're having theirs on March 10th because they have so many issues that they are going to be dealing with. They felt it would be too much for the public to have to deal with two long town meetings. Yeah. We hope to go back to the joint one that we had last year because we had an excellent turnout.
Yeah, you did.
And you really feel like the voters have had their say when you have that many people turn up. So
it was huge turnout.
Yeah, we don't have Tina's running for re-election this year as town clerk. We have a supervisor of the checklist. I think Charlene Aldridge is running. And Howard Hatch is running for trustee of trust funds, and he's an incumbent. And we have an open seat on the select board, and there are two people running for that, Darwin Clogston and Mike Bonanno.
Okay.
So,
school board, anything in regards to that, do you know?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm really bad about knowing who's up on the school board and what's going on. And it's just, you have to focus on.
So would details be in the town report in regards to that?
They will.
Okay.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yep,
and you're going to have it online.
We're going to have it online.
And you can get it at the town offices, get it at Woodsville Water and Light, as well as
the libraries.
The libraries in Haverhill.
And all three libraries will have some.
Okay, good. Joel Ackley is with us, Haverhill town manager. Let's just go over a couple of things that we had talked about before. The Haverhill Woodsville Beautification Project, that's pretty important as we move forward. And some of the things that are happening this spring and summer with that.
Yeah, I mean, we had the tree lighting in December, which was new or brought back.
And well attended.
Oh, it was an amazing event. It really was. And we want to see, I know North Haverhill's looking at doing some flowers to carry on the process that we did. Now, in Woodsville, it's easier because Woodsville owns the poles. So now we have to get permission from the power companies because we don't own the poles everywhere
That's
else.
Right.
But if we can't do that, we'll figure out another way to try to tie everything in together. We'd love to be able to expand to Haverhill Corner and out to Pike a little bit because they're all our town. We've got to have everybody understand what our town encompasses.
And it brings the whole town together when you do that.
But
you mentioned the telephone poles in North Haverhill. They do the Christmas trees every year. Don't they do those on the telephone poles?
No. They have the little trees and buckets in North Haverhill that are lit
that's
up.
Right. That's right. Joel Accolade is with us. She's the Haverhill town manager. Some of the other things that are happening in Woodsville, you mentioned the bridge will be coming down, but a new bridge is coming up.
Yep.
And that's behind the elementary school in Woodsville.
It is, yes. We have some plans to expand Railroad Park, maybe do some, we're talking about doing some picnic areas down around the bank so that you sit at a picnic table and you can look at the river.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of excitement about trying to do that. We've talked about adding more to Railroad Park as far as things to do, whether it be more picnic tables, a covered pavilion so that if it's raining, people can still have an event. These are all in the planning stages.
Sure,
they all take money.
But you have to, and money.
And money.
In time,
but,
but they're all good. Those are great ideas.
There was some discussion for a while. I'm not sure exactly where it's at right now of putting in a playground out behind our building on the VFW field.
Okay.
And the Veterans Memorial is going to be out there, and they're working on that. I think the flagpoles are going up soon.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a spot for a playground. You have the ball fields out there. Give the little kids something to do.
A lot going on in Haverhill.
It is. And I'm so appreciative of all the people that come out and join these groups with me.
Haverhill's a big area. It makes up what? I mean, you're talking Mountain Lakes and Woodsville and North Haverhill.
Haverhill Corner, Pike, Center Haverhill, East Haverhill. I mean, they all have their little burg names.
Yeah. It's a big area.
It is a very big area.
So it keeps the police department busy.
It does. Yeah. But we got a great, we've got a great slate of officers. We had them before, you know, it was hard to have Wally and Chuck both leave this year. They both had a lot of time with the town and brought a lot to the community.
Yeah.
But I think we have a great team now. We've just hired our eighth officer.
Good.
So we're full staffed. They have to get through the academy, but three locals born and raised here. So that's good too.
It is. Yeah. So. Yeah. You got to have the balance between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do.
Two female officers.
Yeah. Joel Accolade is with us, Haverhill Town Manager. We're going to take a quick break, look at the weather one more time. When we come back, we'll let her have her final comments today on this the 16th of February here at Your Country WYKR. 8:56, Joel Accolade, Haverhill Town Manager, has been with us for the last half hour or so. Final comments and some dates you wanted to pass along.
Yes, the hashtag We Are Haverhill group is another group that's formed, and the project is a way of bringing all demographics of the town together to work on a community project and to promote our area. We're going to have a website. We're working on oral histories of many people. We're going to record them, videotape them, have their
interesting, great,
what they love about Haverhill, yeah, what their remembrances are. Yeah. And it's going to be young, old people that move back. Why did you move back?
Yeah,
that group meets the first Thursday of every month at 6 o'clock at our office. Mm-hmm. We welcome anybody that has an interest in preserving our history. We're going to have a time capsule.
Yeah.
We've got a whole bunch of plans that are really important. Our website will hopefully act as a marketing tool.
That's great.
And then the Haverhill Beautification Group meets every third Tuesday of the month at 2 o'clock at Woodsville Guarantee in one of their meeting rooms. Also, please come and join us. It's an important group, and it's for the whole town, and we'd appreciate any new members that we can get.
Sure. Wow. So a lot happening in Haverhill.
We are busy.
Yeah. All right. So we'll have you in again in maybe after town meeting.
Sure.
See how things went with another update as we move into spring and summer.
Yeah, I'll be ready.
All right, Joe. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Good to see you. Joel Accolade is the Haverhill Town Manager. We'll take a break and check the weather one more time and hit the news at the top of the hour.